Xhaka, brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Exciting, exciting installment of the V
A R show
with your host that does the most, even when he's making toast. The one, the only, DJ Stones, and with me over here
is the man of the moment, player of the week, player of the month, player of the season, every season when he faces his opponents. He commits treason for no reason.
So if you then score own goals.
No.
Oh, because treason would be you going against your...
That's the wrong word.
You make them commit treason.
I make them commit treason.
For no reason.
For no reason.
Send all the defenders to Harry Maguire.
Yeah. No look defending.
No look defending.
That's what I cause. DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
And boy, do we have a show
for you. We got a good show for you today.
But first,
let us enjoy.
It's June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I ain't rocking no. I ain't rocking no. Yeah. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Rap from day to got Jesus peace. Spreading me out so it's all good. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Right from day to got Jesus peace. I was nearly dead, lying underground, but he dug me up, then he turned me around. So I flow. I could care less about how we feel though. Cause I spit truth everywhere that I go. When my God told me go, so therefore I'ma go. Go, I'ma go. Get ready for the show. Listen to my boots, getting ready for the world. And I got a team that's with a set of scared to call it how to see it. All according to the living God spoke. Bros, what I need that shirt for? What I need that chain for? Cause I'm laced up from my head to toe with the grace of God, so I'm good, bro. All I need is that book with his name in it. Then a beat with that bang in it. Living the life where he came in it. So he gave me your heart with no shame in it. Space the game is my logo, living in the world but not of it though. Living die at the same time, die the same till it be turned on. For the kingdom we work, bruh. Spreading love, feeling hurt, bruh. And people hanging on us with the heat and don't concern us. So tell me what I need with the Jesus peace, bruh. Oh yeah. Tell me what I need with the JP's, yeah.
Fire!
Tell me what I need, tell me what I need. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Rough from day to got Jesus peace. Cause he broke me down for my own good. Now he's building me up so it's all good. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Rough from day to got Jesus peace. I was nearly dead, lying on the ground. But he dug me up and he turned me around. So
I ain't rocking no.
Rap them day in Christ lives in me. Grind time when it's shine time. So we prime time when it's light shining. Living in a world full of false idols. Dark alley mentalities. Like swimming pools that's full of liquor. YOLO, pop molly. They losing life, losing minds. That's why they speak in Ebonics. Giving up on the one thing that belong to them. But they trying to search for that chronic. But that chronic smoke ain't fulfilling. Boy, I've been there, seen and done it. And the dollars in Jesus' peace may be rare, but that's fool's gold, homie, phony. So I took it from the pulpit, took it to the beat. Took it from the beat, then I took it to the streets. Took it from the streets, then I took it to the heart of every single believer that be listening to me, Lord. Had to slow me down, had to slow me down, had to slow me down. Cause I was nearly dead, but he picked me up. And he turned me around, yeah. Turned me around, yeah.
turn me round, yeah. Pick me up, then you turn me round, yeah. Turn me round, yeah. Turn me round, yeah. I ain't rocking no. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Rough from day, got Jesus peace. You brought me down for my own good. Now he's building me up so it's all good. I ain't rocking no Jesus peace. Rough from day, got Jesus peace.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no rhythm.
Tell the people.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM. What a track!
Yeah.
What a jam.
What a jam indeed. What a jam indeed. Let's hop straight into it.
Why not? Let's get straight into it.
So we had UEFA Champions League round of 16, leg 2, the final bout happened, and it was very interesting. It was very, very interesting.
That was fire.
It's just a song. Why are you crying?
The champions. Never understand.
Never understand.
That's. I promise you. So there's this meme going around where it's James Corden, yep, other comedian, and then literally half the picture is the Champions League logo,
yeah,
and then it's him is crying. Every person, every football lover that I know posts that thing,
yep,
every Tuesday.
I
even posted it as well.
You must send it to me. I need to post it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You must.
Thank
you. Stuff like.
But jumping straight into it, now that the entire second leg is done, we're going to first start off, obviously, like now reviewing all the matches, and we go to the matches of this week.
Yeah.
So the first one was Bayern Munich's destruction of RB Salzburg, where they beat them 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Inter Milan's win, but sadly not good enough for them to go through, against Liverpool, where they beat them 1-0, but lost 2-1 on aggregate.
Yeah.
Man City drew with Sporting, but on aggregate thrashed them 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Real Madrid pulling the I'm not gonna even say impossible, because this is the second time this has happened to PSG. And I think it's like they have something against Spanish sides, you know, because the last time was Barcelona.
Yeah.
Where at one place they destroyed Barca, and then at the other stage, when at the reverse leg, Barcelona destroyed them
6-1.
Yeah, but now Real Madrid won 3-1, making it 3-2 on aggregate.
Mm.
And we go into this week's games. Benfica made it through, taking Ajax out of the competition after beating them 1-0 and making it 3-2 on aggregate. Very shockingly, true. I thought Ajax would have gone further.
Easy. Clean.
Juventus was taken out of the competition.
Ooh.
By Villarreal after losing
way. That
game 3-0, making it 4-1 on aggregate.
Home. Juventus was home.
They lost a home game.
In front of their kids, in front of their wives.
In front of their neighbors.
It was a sad day in Turin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chelsea, we made it through as they beat Lille 4-1 on 2-1 on the night, 4-1 on aggregate.
Mm.
And then the big game of this half was United versus Atletico Madrid.
Yes, it was.
And Atletico Madrid made it through after beating Man United 1-0 on the night and making it 2-1 on aggregate.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about that match a bit, you know, since I'm a United supporter.
Okay.
And it was quite frustrating. You know, you probably know it because of how they were last season against, when it was at the Atletico versus, I think, Liverpool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Once Atletico scores,
yeah,
it's they become an annoying team to play against.
Sucks.
Because they will take those with so much time.
Yes, they will.
So much time. And obviously with this match came a lot of controversy around the whole the shove that happened on Alanga.
Yeah.
You know, that led up to the goal, because they were literally just two hands. It was a two-hand push.
Boom.
You know? And I guess VAR just had the wrong channel on, you know. They were probably watching the Man City game. And they were like, when this player, like, I don't see that player, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe
Langer, who's the Langer?
I don't see any Langer on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? all the players are wearing blue, not red.
Yeah, what?
And obviously now with that taking Man United out of the competition, a lot of people were angry. But at the end of the day, we can't blame it on that. We had so many nice opportunities in the first half that we did not use. And again, we were, again, once again, 25-minute Man United. After 25 minutes, we struggle. You know, we struggle. There is no intensity. Mm. But now, anyway, before we predict the UEFA Champions League,
mm-hmm.
the Europa happened this week.
As well?
Yeah. And obviously the team, I'm not going to even go through everyone here. I'm going to be so biased. West Ham did it. They pulled the comeback of the century against Sevilla.
They did.
After going 1-0 down in Spain, invited Sevilla at their home ground and took them for a ride.
And when we're speaking about Sevilla, speaking about the most successful Europa League team in the last 10 years.
Yep.
They won it 4 times. So for West Ham to pull that off, it's insane.
And there was there was an amazing performance from everyone.
Yeah.
Like I remember there was a ball where Adeola is moving to the other side of the pole.
Yes.
And they hit it opposite to him. And then he literally
Half volley with power.
Yeah, and then he
power
carries it away. And I was like, flipping around, that was so good.
Crazy stuff.
And it was very awesome to see this game, you know. As a person who enjoys West Ham,
mm-hmm.
I love seeing everything around the club, you know, how the players are, the manager.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me envious of United because, you know.
I wish you guys could be like this.
And they were very clinical, you know, they took the opportunities.
Wow, they took them very, very
This quickly. Game could have easily become 3-4-0, you know.
Oh.
And it was, I don't know, I'm lost for words.
Ah.
And I listened to a lot of the interviews after. And they were genuinely happy.
The players.
You know, the players were happy. Declan Rice spoke about Mark Noble and how this is his last season in a West Ham t-shirt.
Wow.
And they want to win this so that he can, you know, lift this trophy as he's leaving West Ham, you know.
Club legend.
As a club legend.
Mm.
But anyway, now let's jump into the draw. So the UEFA Champions League draw happened
on Friday.
On Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is how it goes. Benfica versus Liverpool.
Oof.
Villarreal versus Bayern Munich. Man City versus Atletico. And then Chelsea versus Real Madrid. So we'll start at the top. Now we're going to have to predict, right?
Okay.
Starting at the top, Benfica versus Liverpool. Who do you think is going to go through?
Every fiber in my body wants to say Benfica.
Listen to the fibers in your body.
No. You are wrong. Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Liverpool's going through there.
I think Benfica. I think there's going to be an upset.
For real?
Yeah, I'm joking. I think they're definitely Liverpool.
Yeah, no, look. The recent form has been...
Villarreal versus Bayern Munich. Who would you pick?
So here, I'm going to go for the obvious choice, Villarreal.
Obvious, they're going to score one goal and then park the bus.
Yes, against Bayern Munich. For both legs.
They're going to score a goal first leg at home, park the bus from first half, first leg till second half.
Second leg. And then last minute, Bayern's going to score two goals.
Lewandowski hat-trick.
Hat-trick
in 10 minutes. 80th to 90th minute, just a hat-trick.
And then, boom, gone.
And Bayern Munich goes through.
Yep.
Man City versus Atletico.
See, now, this one is interesting for me. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's games where you... There's games where you're confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not one of them.
A City fan, you know, you show that, you know, this is it.
Mm.
You know? But then... When your coach is Pep, you never fully know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be realistic here.
He's gonna play with no striker.
I'm telling
you. No defender. It's like this team defends.
We'll
play with no defender. We don't have strikers.
I have no clue what's gonna happen. I have no clue how Pep is gonna play. So I have to look into also Simeone and how he's gonna. But I think City should have this one. But
I think City's gonna edge through.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an easy victory like that against Sporting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think it all comes down to the first leg.
Yeah, we'll have to. It's one of those where we have to see.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to see.
If City plays, because City is going to start obviously play at home first, and it all comes down to that fixture, you know. If City on the 5th of April, if City is able to win that game, and really convincingly, when they go down to Spain, it's going to be all about maintaining. But if they draw at home, I see it as more likely for Atletico to make it through.
Yeah.
But my number one pick would be Man City.
Mm-hmm. Man City, true. Mm. Yeah, want to see that.
Then Chelsea versus Real Madrid.
As it all depends on Benzema's injury.
Yeah.
It all rests on that. I'm gonna put it all on that. If he comes back, then Madrid should have it.
You know, I think I'm going to vote for Chelsea.
Chelsea?
I think Chelsea is going to pull an upset.
I think the further Real Madrid goes, the more of a threat they are.
Because, you know, with Real Madrid, like if you saw it in that PSG game, they really had to stop the runs of Vinicius and stop the passes into Benzema. And then literally one of the goals was just pressure from Benzema to the goalkeeper, you know.
But look, one thing that I'll give to Chelsea is that with City, I remember in the final against City, Sterling, was in Reece James' pocket.
Yep.
So, Vinicius there.
He could be pocketed.
Yeah.
No, pocket Vinicius.
I promise you. So this one can also go anywhere. But then my man Benzema,
Benzema is quite interesting. So who do we go for?
I want to see Madrid go through.
Okay, so it would be Real Madrid it is. So the semi-finals, according to us, would be Liverpool versus Bayern, Man City versus Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So Liverpool versus Bayern, who do you think will go through? I'm saying Bayern Munich.
I'm saying Bayern Munich.
I don't think Liverpool has what it takes to beat Bayern Munich.
No, they don't.
Real Madrid versus Man City.
Again,
I think if Real Madrid is at this point, they're going to win it.
That's what I'm saying. The further they go, the more dangerous they
become.
Get.
Yep.
Because it's within, you know, that rush is going to come back, that winning rush.
Yeah.
And they're going to give everything
they have
to win.
Yeah.
And then, it all depends on Pep.
And then I think the finals will be won by Bayern Munich.
Yeah, Bayern's taking it.
I think Bayern's taking it.
Again.
I think according to VAR, the winner of the 2021-2022 UEFA Champions League is Bayern Munich.
Unbiased.
Wow.
Biased is Man City.
Biased is Real Madrid. Now Europa.
Okay.
So sadly, I can't believe the bracket works like this. West Ham versus Lyon. Frankfurt versus Barcelona. Leipzig versus Atalanta. Braga versus Rangers. We'll start at the bottom. Braga or Rangers?
Rangers.
I vote for Rangers.
Yeah.
They've had a pretty good run so
fighting
far.
Spirit is crazy. Yeah,
fighting spirit is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Leipzig or Atalanta? I got Leipzig.
I'll give it
Kunku
to Leipzig.
Kunku is going to do Kunku things in that match.
Hey!
And I'm telling you, Leipzig is taking that one.
Yep.
Iron Frankfurt or Barcelona? Don't be biased.
Ah, I'll give it to Barca. So, first leg, I'm not sure. But I think second leg, I think they're fine. I think Barca will just manage to go
then
through.
Then Lyon or West Ham? I say West Ham.
I'll give it to West Ham.
Because I'm biased, to be honest.
No, West Ham has been... even their form.
Yeah,
their form.
From me, the one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here was...
DJ Sticks.
We are signing out. Peace.
Actual opinion, unbiased.
Unbiased. Leipzig versus Rangers. I think this is now where Rangers, meets their match.
You know,
and I don't think they're going to make it past here.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so I think I'll go for Leipzig.
Mm-hmm.
And then West Ham versus Barcelona. I say West Ham, and I'm not being biased. They just beat Sevilla, who is the second in La Liga, you know, and had a better season
than Barcelona. I think the leg in England, Barca will lose for sure.
And that's probably the first. That's gonna probably be the first or second leg, yeah.
Yeah, and And West Ham has they do have crazy defense, and their goalkeeper is also insane.
Adeola on a camera keys.
Is insane. So I think, yeah, I'm gonna go with Barca.
I'm gonna go with West
but
Ham.
Extra time penalties. Penalty shootout.
I think West Ham is going to win normal time.
For
late
real.
Goal from Yarmolenko.
The leg in England, Barca for sure. There, I have no hope.
Yeah, but you know, like especially if it's the first leg, it depends. If the first leg is in Spain, Barca needs to win convincingly.
They need to win that game.
But that's the problem with
they
Sevilla.
They need to win that game, yeah.
They didn't win that game convincingly. They won with 1-0. Now you're going to the second leg in England. They know what it takes.
Word. They will give everything.
They're going to have to give everything. They'll throw everything on the line, and they have their fans backing them.
Mm.
So, you know, they're going to take... I still vote West Ham.
I say Barca. But okay. It all depends first leg. It all depends.
So, Barca versus Leipzig in the finals. I say Leipzig. But no, Barca has been so good so far. Eh?
Barca, Nkunku injury. That's how we're taking it. That's how
like I think about Barca's on like an 11-game streak right now. On but all competitions.
For real?
Yeah.
But the lineup is constantly changing. That's my worry also.
Yeah, they're trying to find the right squad.
And do you think that you can actually win a European trophy like that?
No, you can't. But I don't see Leipzig winning it. Leipzig doesn't have enough of big match mentalities to win this game.
See, if West Ham was in the other stream, West Ham versus Barcelona final, definitely.
So I think West Ham versus Leipzig final, and I think West Ham is going to win. But if it's Barca versus Leipzig, I think Barca is going to win. Just because Leipzig is not used to playing at this level of competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that's our predictions for both UEFA Champions League and the Europa. And, you know, I hope for them to come right. And in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have our first, you know, first match on the 2nd.
Yeah.
On the 2nd, that's so weird. We're going to have Saturday UEFA.
No. On the 5th, you say.
On the 5th, I meant. Yo, I was like, what the hell? We're going to have Saturday UEFA matches.
No.
So weird. Yeah, so on the 5th of April, you're going to have Benfica versus Liverpool and Man City versus Atletico Madrid.
Hectic.
And on the 6th of April, we're going to have Villarreal versus Bayern Munich.
Woo.
And Chelsea versus Real Madrid.
Oh, it's going to go down. I'm so excited.
It's going to be going to the down and the under.
What if we have an all-German Super Cup at the end? So Bayern takes Champions League and then Leipzig takes Europa. That'll be fun to see.
That'll be very interesting to see. But no, we want to.
Either way, Bayern's winning there.
One Bayern and... Let's have Bayern versus West Ham in the for the Super Cup.
What? West Ham will get a life lesson.
It's so crazy.
Oh no.
Then on the 7th of April, we have Leipzig versus Atalanta and West Ham versus Lyon. And also we have... They're playing all their games on what? That's weird. Then we have Iron Frankfurt versus Barcelona and Braga versus Rangers.
Hmm.
With the second leg matches happening on the 14th forward.
Cannot wait.
Cannot wait. With the finals, so the Europa finals is on the 18th of May,
mm-hmm.
2022. And the finals for the UEFA Champions League is on the 28th of May, 2022.
10 days apart.
Yep.
Plenty of time to celebrate for those West Ham fans.
Yes.
And those
yes.
Barca fans.
If West Ham wins in the quarterfinals, goes to the semifinals, I'm buying a West Ham t-shirt.
Done.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
But that is all for us in the show. I hope you guys enjoyed these predictions. I hope our predictions come right. I hope West Ham wins. But from me, the one, the only DJ Stones and
DJ Sticks, peace.
How do you love when your heart is broken? What do you see when your eyes aren't fixed? Where do you go when the doors aren't open? Where do you go when you can't pay your rent? What do you do when your light is fading? But you're not so sure that the anchor holds. When all of your plans are failing, what can you do but surrender all? Ooh. upon. Ooh, every trace of broken faith you have is gone. You just take a deep breath and press on. Scares you when you're not so sure which way to go, and when your sense of calling fails you, what can you do but surrender? What can you do but surrender all?
FM. Radio has never been better.